Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur, where we were discussing the union of Yovel. We had the Machlokas in the Gemara, to Meish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, Mocha Sedeo Bizman Shilvel Noeg. Rabbi Yochanan holds, maybe the Kari, he brings the fruits, and he also reads the Parashat Bikurim, because Kinyan Paris is Kinyan Guftam, even though it's only going to be temporary. But it's Kinyan Aguf, Reish Lakish says maybe Ve'ino Kore, because Kinyan Paris is Lav, Ki Kinyan Aguftami, and Rav Chizda says the Zonia Machlokas, the second Yovel, when they were regular Hachzer Karkos, but in the first Yovel, everyone agrees maybe Ve'kore, because there's not yet Smichus Das that there's going to be Yovel, and the Mocher had Kavana to sell to the Lokeach the Guf as well. So the first Yovel, it's going to be Kinyan Aguf, and afterwards it's a Machlokas, because it's only Kinyan Paris, Kinyan Aguf Dami, or Lavka Kinyan Aguf Dami. And we discussed in the previous shiur, what's the din, if they weren't Mekadish the Yovel in the end, we assume that people had in mind that even if the Yovel isn't Mekadish the Yovel, they still want that the fields should be returned, that it should only be a Mechira Lizman. We saw Machlokas, we saw the Turei Evan. Holds no, they want it to be Chal Pidin Torah, and then we saw the Baruch Tam and the Avnei Nezer who hold that it's only going to be Lizman, because even if Yovel is not Mekadesh, Miskadesh, nevertheless, they still want the fields, to say they didn't blow the shofar, nevertheless, they want the fields to be returned, because it's their kafana was only in Mechira Bizman, and we said there's a Tanai. They talk about a Tanai, that the Avnei Nezer refers to Tanai in the Baruch Tam, so we explained that the Tanai is that either it's going to be done Alpin in Torah, that's what they prefer, and if not, then the Mechira is only Mechira Bizman, that's their Das. So we're going to continue again, based on Torah received, from Mori V'Rabbi Agon Reb Chaim Meir Harwitz Shlita. The Chazon Ish writes in Eben Ezer and Siman Ayin Hei Sivkat and Beis as follows: V'Ikra Demilsa Bizman Sha'Yovel Noeg Chashiv Kor Kinyan Paris. The Ikra of the matter is that when Yovel is Noeg, it's considered Kinyan Paris. Nira Delav Mishum Shabemis Lokana Lokech Ela Paris. It's not because the Lokech only bought Paris, Dim Kain, etc. V'Rak Mishum Afkosa Demalka. It's only because Afkosa Melech Ha'asida Chashiv La Lokech Rakadin Kinyan Paris for Chashiv La Mocher Muchsa. It's only because there's Afkas HaMelech that's going to happen in the future, it's considered for the Lokeach only Kedin Kinyan Peros, and the Mocher is considered Muchzak, that he's getting it back. It's only because Afkas HaMelech. Afilu Gleman Diomer Dafka Biyovel Sheni Nami Time Mishim Afkas HaDemaka Afiyovel Sheni. We recorded Gleman Diomer that it's Dafka Biyovel Sheni it started. This whole thing of it being machlokas of it being Kinyan Paris, Kinyan Aguf, or not Kinyan Aguf. Ela biyovel sheni hilin ischayv alokeach lemocher lekayim mitzvus chazaras yovel. Besar davkasa machal chud ain also din Kinyan Paris. Aval ischayv as halokeach lemocher lekayim of kol samaka also din Kinyan Paris. So you might think, apparently the Chazon Ish is Makatzer Vilashono. It's not so clear what he means. But what he apparently is saying is that if you hold that only by Yovel Sheni, why by Yovel Sheni? Because there's Smichus Das. Why by Yovel Sheni do we say that it's only a Kinyan Paris, and therefore there's a Tzadis Lavka Kinyan Aguf? Because it's only because of the Smichus Das. So you might think that that's their Kavana. Their Kavana is that the Lokeach is Mischayev to be Mekayim the Afkasa de Malka. It's not because of Afkasa de Malka Lechud, but because the Lokeach is Mischayev to be Mekayim Afkasa de Malka, if it doesn't happen. Teda, the Chazon Ish says, don't think that's true. Dichozeris be Yovel Sheni mitzat Tanai, ain't kan mitzvah Yovel. If he's only returning because of a Tanai, because it's like he's making a Tanai that if Yovel's not Chal, then I'm going to return it to you on my own because it's only Mechir Lizman, then there's no mitzvah of Yovel. Vech Mishkachas Leishloshtin, then you're never going to have all three. How are you ever going to have all three requirements for Yovel? The Shiluach Avodim, and the Tkiah Shofar, and the returning of the fields. You can never have that. Why? Because whenever the Avodim are, whenever the fields are returned, it's always going to be because of their condition, because they made a precondition that the Lokeach intended to return it at Yovel, and it's not going to be Alti Yovel. So don't think for a moment, says the Chazon Ish, apparently, that Yovel it's not only Afkasa de Malka, it's also a Tanai. No, it's only Afkasa de Malka, because if there was a Tanai that when I sell you the land, that you're going to return it to Yovel, regardless of whether or not Yovel's chal, regardless of whether or not the shofar is blown, so then you're never going to have a case where all three, there's a mandiomer that you need all three for Yovel to be chal. Yovel's never going to be chal, because the person's always, the buyer's always going to be returning it because of their condition, that it's only mechira lizman, and not because of the Yovel. So the Chazon Ish said, it's only because of Afkasa de Malka, and not because of any precondition that they made. Now, in the previous shiur, the way we explained the Baruch Tam and the Avnei Nezer, that it's a Mechira Tanai, would very easily enable us to be Doche the Hochach of the Chazon Ish, because what they meant was that they're making a Tanai. That if Yovel's Miskadesh, then what do they want? Then they want to the Karka should come back, Mishum Din Yovel, to be Mekayim Mitzis Yovel. They taka want to be Mekayim Yovel. That if they have the opportunity of Beitzin's Mekadesh Yovel, then they want it to work out to Yovel. And if the Beitzin isn't Mekadesh the Yovel, then it's going to go out to Mechir with Isman. That's their Tanai. So therefore, the Chazon Ish doesn't pose a problem for us anymore. The Chazon Ish said, oh, when do you ever have, if they made it tonight that it's only Mechir with Isman, then when do you ever have a case of Yovel being Chal if we need all three conditions? The answer is, it's very simple. That if Yovel's Chal and the land returns, it's going to be returning because of Yovel. Because of Afkasa de Malka, because the king gave it back, not because of the condition. Their condition was that if they were not Mekadesh the Yovel, Bezin is Mekadesh Yovel, then it's going to go back out to Mechira Lizman. Then they have the Smichus Das in between them. But if Bezin is not Mekadesh, but if Bezin is Mekadesh, then it's going to go back out to Yovel, and therefore you can easily have a case where there's all three. So that's one way of being Doche, the Kasha the Chazon Ish. Also, we can say that since that's at a mechira derech tanai, is rak mikoach din hayovel. This can be called that they were mishamei the karka, and we can add that the ikur kpedas haTorah that there should not be an ancestral field of Reuven in the Rishus of Shimon at Yovel, and all of the fields should go back to their original owners. That is what the Torah wants. So in other words, when they're returning the land, they're returning it. This is called a fulfillment of Hachzaras Karkos. They only made this Tanai because of the Din Yovel. So even if you say that they're doing it because of their Tanai, but they're making this Tanai because of the Din Yovel. And the Ikar HaKpada of the Torah is that the field of the ancestral field of Reuven shouldn't be Rishus Shimon B'Yovel, and all the fields should go back L'Achuzasam. And if there are no Karkos, then Yovel is Chal. And it's not called Shalosh Shimtu like the Sfas Emes writes. And Rosh Hashanah, in the name of the Ravid and his parish, Toras Kohanim. So if they return the Karka Yovel, even without Yovel, the din would be to be Machzir, nevertheless, Shav Lachuzasa. So you got the Tachlis. So the Chazon Ish wanted to say, that no, you're not Mekayim all three. There's never a Metzius where you're Mekayim all three. You're even Mekayim Achzaris Karkos, because you're not doing Achzaris Karkos because of Yovel. So our response to that would be, who cares that you're not doing it because of Yovel? The Ikar is that the fields went back, and that's what the Torah wants. The Torah wants that the ancestral fields should go back to their original owner. And here they're going back to their original owner. So even if they're going back to their original owner because it was only a Mechira Lizman, so the Torah's Tachlis was fulfilled. And therefore, it's a bona fide Yovel, because all three things are Mekuyim. Bain if they're doing it mitzad the Yovel, bain if they're doing it mitzad their Tanai. The important thing is that the fields came back to their original owners. So that's another way we could possibly be doche the kasha of the Chazon Ish. That you can never have all three if it's a mechira lizman. Yes, you can, because even if it's a mechira lizman, They made this Tanai because of the Yovel, because they were assuming that the Yovel is going to happen, and the Tachlis of the Torah was fulfilled, that the lands went back to their ancestral owners, the ancestral fields went back to the original owners. Another way of being Doche the Chazon Ish is that we can still find a case of Karka Shechozeres Lebailim Rak Mishum Afkas Hayova Velo Mishum Kenyan Lezman. What was the tain of the Chazon Ish? That if they make this, if Karka is going back because of Kenyan Lezman, then there's never going to be a case of Afkas Hayovel. So you never have a case where all three are fulfilled. No. Now we're going to give a Tziur. We're going to give a scenario where it's only going back out of Afkas Hayovel and not because of Kenyan Lezman. Uvehekdem Gimel Hakdamos. And we're going to proceed three prefaces. Number one, the Baruch Tam and his Agosa to Reyev and Bezam Ra'af, Divor Maschel Abadim, had the following suffix. Somebody was Mafgir Karka, V'zocha Ba'acher. Somebody was Mafgir Karka, and then somebody else was Zocha. Ha'im Choseres Liyo B'Yovel L'das Chachamim B'Bechorus Nen Bezam Et Bez. Dematana Choseres B'Yovel. So, if someone was Mafgir Karka and somebody else took it, if you hold Matana Chazeres B'Yovel, does it go back at Yovel? So in the Sefer of the Baruch Tam, it's Pashit to him that Eino Chazeres B'Yovel, that Hefker Karka V'Zocha B'Acher doesn't come back at Yovel. However, Rabbi Yehuda Asad and his Tshuvas Yehuda Yale and Chelik Beisim and Reish Lamed Zayin and the Chazanish and Bechoris Chav Zayin Siv Katan Aleph write Shehazocha Min HaHefker HaKarka Chazeres B'Yovel. It does go back at Yovel. And the Chazon Ish has an interesting suffix. What happens if no one's Zocha, does it go back at Yovel? HaKobana, we have a Machlokas Achronim here. If somebody is Mafgir Karka and somebody else takes it, does it go back at Yovel? The Baruch Tam holds no, and the Yurayala and the Chazon Ish hold yes, it does come back at Yovel. Number two, Hakdama number two, Lenin Hefker Lizman, we say Nidarim Imdalad Amad Aleph, that Hefker Lizman is effective. The Rash writes, in his parish over there, Shim lo zacha ba adam choseres lios shelo kechlos hazman, that if nobody takes this hefker, and the time passes, he says this is going to be hefker for 30 days. If nobody takes it, and after till 30 days, it goes back to his rishus. The Rabbi Kiva Eger, and it's tshuvas kamasim and kuf mem hey, is medayik miloshen arash, that if somebody is zoche, then it doesn't go back to the mafker kechlos hazman. So the Gemara talks about hefker lizman, it's talking about hefker lizman that nobody was zoche in the meantime. And he proves this from the Beis Yosef, in Arachayim, Reish Mem Vavlin, in Shvizis Behemto Ayin Sham, in the Tshuvas, Rabbi Kiva Eger, in Madura Kam, in Simen Kuf Memhe. So if someone's Zocha, he says, then it doesn't go back if someone was Mafgir Lizman. Ruvain is Mafgir Lizman, Shimon takes it in this man, within the period of time, and Memela never goes back to, it doesn't get back to Ruvain. That's the Hakdama Shniyah, Hakdama Shlishis. If someone's Mafgir Sadehu, and V'Zocha Ba'acher, so I'm mafkir my field and somebody else takes it. So what do we say according to numerous achronim? That it goes back to me, it comes back to me, it's Yovel. So even if we say that since the mafkir knew that Yovel's no heg, and he was only miskaven to be mafkir lizman, because he knew that even if somebody gets it, it's coming back to him, it's Yovel. Nevertheless, when someone else is Zoche, it's Shelo La'olam, and the Tanai will not be effective. And it's only because Yovel is Afkosa Demalka that the Karka Mufkeres is going to be Chozer LeBa'aleha. It's not because of my Tanai. Because if I'm Mafkir Lizman, somebody else takes it, so it's his leolam. That's what we saw in the Rebbe Kiva Eger, that hefker lizman is mahani, but if somebody else takes it, you don't get it back. So why then would I get it back? Because of Yovel, because of Kasa de Malka. And where do you see that from? That you see that from the Chazon Ish and the Yehuda Yale, that a zochem and a hefker, HaKarka Choseres B'Yovel. So this person was zocha min hefker. I only intended it to be lizman, but my hefker lizman, it doesn't matter that I only intended it to be lizman. It doesn't matter that I intended it only be lizman, because I know it's coming back at Yovel. But somebody else chapped it in the meantime. And since somebody else chapped it in the meantime, it becomes his. So why then does it still become mine? Because of Yovel. Because of Avkasa de Malka. So now according to this, we can be doich the proof of the Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish says that if they didn't return the land, there's no Yovel. But here we have a scenario. You have Karkos. They were mafkir bizman shayovel noeg. And here you still need the din of Yovel. Chazon Ish wanted to say that whenever somebody sells, if you say that their kavan is also lizman, then there's going to be no such thing as Yovel. So you never have hachzaras karkos because of Yovel, and there's never such a thing as Yovel. No, it's not true. Here you have a case. Karkos shefkiru bizman sheyovel noheg. So they were mafkir their karkos, not sold the karkos. The person was mafkir karka. And here we need the din of Yovel. You need to come on to Yovel. To be mafkia the sadeh from the person who is zoche. And if those who are zoche mea hefker are ma'akev the sados, and are not machzir osim the ba'aleihem, it's ma'akev biyovel. So here you have a case where there's hachzara sados because of the yovel. Chazon Ish says that if it's true that he's being machzir because it's a bechira lizman, then there's never yovel. You never mekayim all three. But here there is a case where there could be yovel. Why? Because he's mafkir his land, somebody else grabs it, and it's not coming back because his hefker was only lizman, because somebody took it in the meantime. So the only way it could come back is because of Yovel. And then if those are zochem hefker do not return the sados, that's going to be makiv biyovel. So here you do have a din where it's talui in Yovel, and not in the fact that it's a mechira lizman. So there's still a lot more to say. This is the second leg of our journey, and we're hoping Hashem should give us life and Simchas Chaim. We should be zocha to the third leg, and see continuing to flow as mitaras Hashem. Shalom, shalom.